It's day 158 of hashtag 365, and yet again, here I am in my holiday sauna. It's so weird doing my show from a sauna, but I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm just digging the sauna vibes. I kind of want a sauna in my house. That would be amazing. Maybe not in my house, not like instead of a bedroom, but like, you know, in the garden maybe. Anyway, so it's day 158, and today I wanted to talk about the fact that bodies are just such a wonderful thing. And that might seem like a bit of a cliche at the moment. For once, and I can't believe it, but for once, body positivity has become such a kind of hot topic. People are actually talking about it. People are actually talking about how wonderful and dynamic and beautiful our bodies are. All different shapes and sizes, you know. And I think that's such a wonderful thing. And today, again, I was at the swimming pool in this place I'm staying at the moment whilst I'm on holiday with my family. And just looking around the pool, you know, like people different shapes and sizes, tattoos and scars, lumps and bumps, stretch marks, all that kind of stuff, all telling a story. You know, everybody's body is telling a different story. And I think that's wonderful. You know what I mean? It's so lovely to see like women with their kids and you look at them and you think, you know what I mean? Your body has given life to a human being. And perhaps it doesn't look quite the same as it did. And that's just a wonderful, beautiful thing. Then I kind of looked down at myself and realised that there I was sitting in my t-shirt. And I kind of wasn't showing my body to the world. And it kind of made me sad. Feel sad that like since such a young age we're indoctrinated by the media to sort of feel shame if our bodies aren't exactly as, you know, the media tells us they should be. You know, and I've worked in the media for half my life, so it's kind of probably partly my fault. Although I don't think I've ever really promoted, you know, that particular body image, you know, through any of my work. But, yeah, I don't know. It was kind of a moment of reflection and almost a bit of sadness as well that I'm not quite mentally there yet. But I think that's fine. You know, I'm doing this journey that I'm on for all the right reasons. It's not just about looking physically better. It's about health and well-being and feeling like, you know, I've got a better handle on my own eating habits and my sort of relationship with food. That's what it's always really been about. And it's been amazing to see so far how that journey's changed me and shaped my mind and the way I've been thinking. Although, like I say, this week has been a bit of a disaster. I called an episode The Wheels Have Fallen Off or Wheels Have Come Off Volume 3 a couple of days ago. And that's still very much the case. You know, the chimp is in full control at the moment. I'm in holiday mode, which really is just chimp mode. He's owning me. He's making me make all sorts of terrible decisions. And at the moment, if I'm like I said the other day, I'm not going to try and make excuses or anything like that. I'm letting him win. I'm sitting back, letting the chimp win and just eating all sorts of crap. But do you know what's interesting? I don't feel better for it. Like I feel like the pressure has eased mentally. Like because I'm not really worrying about it. I'm just letting this week do its thing. But physically, I don't feel better. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow. See you then.